Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And if you do, you'll still have time this week to get my Memorial Day special edition. And it's an article that I wrote about Memorial Day, about those who paid the ultimate sacrifice, especially focusing on those members of the militia, those members of the reserves, those small business owners who left the marketplace and laid down their tools in the marketplace and picked up arms and defended this country in so many conflicts. And so you have a chance to get that article, as well as the perennial poem that I publish every year titled Freedom Isn't Free. And I hope later in the show I plan to read that poem for you, if you'll stay tuned for that. John Fox is our good friend and our guest this half hour. John has been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time. He's a tax attorney by trade. He's a true patriot. He cares about this country. He cares about the policies of this country very much, and it prompted him to write a number of books about it, including If Americans Really Understood the Income Tax. And he's our good friend, John Fox. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's a great pleasure to return to your show.
It's good to have you back. Happy Memorial Day.
Well, yes, it is, and it's really, I think, important, as you've been indicating to your listeners, to celebrate the people who really have protected our democracy. And I know your father did, and my father did during World War II.
Yep.
And we have to be very thankful to all of them.
Well, you know, absolutely. You know, I think about, as you know, John, I'm want to focus on the small business owners out there as much as possible. And I was thinking this week as I was writing this piece about the Minutemen. You know, the Minutemen who basically were the backbone of the Revolutionary War success. They were shopkeepers and craftsmen and you know, small business owners, farmers. And John, they were so impressive. They were so impressive that thousands of miles away in England, Adam Smith wrote about them. Did you know that in his book, The Wealth of Nations, he wrote about them. He predicted that America would prevail because of those members of the militia. He said, which turns from its primary citizen character into a standing army. Isn't that something?
It really is an amazing story, and it set the tone for this country that you made those sacrifices. I know my father, who was a physician, and therefore in sole practice a small business person, mm-hmm. he went off to the war at the age of 36. And I remember being a little boy driving to the base, the Army base, and looking at him. I was about 6 years old, and wondering if I would ever see him again, and of course I did. He's almost 99 years old now, but he was there in England, being a physician for the Americans who had been injured and the Brits who had been injured during the war. They would fly them back to England, and he told the story of the Battle of the Bulge. He just said one day they started to come in by the hundreds and thousands.
Yeah.
So he gave up his practice, had to go back after 3 years of being in the war, and of course he made it. So we celebrate those who made it, and we sort of mourn the loss of those who didn't.
Well, the thing, I was talking about the Minutemen a minute ago, John, about how impressive they were. Americans have impressed. Americans who are willing to do what Americans have done all over this world for the last 200 plus years have impressed a lot of folks because of our commitment to freedom. And those people who gave their lives, who didn't come back, you think about the kind of human being that it took to demonstrate that kind of agape love. You know, agape love, John, is love for people that you don't, when you love somebody enough to do something for people you don't even know. Yep. That's agape love, and America has an abundance of that, and I just hope that John that as we're all barbecuing and playing golf and fishing and being with friends and celebrating and all that, I hope that everybody, if you don't take the time to go somewhere, as I'm going to do today, I'm going to go to my father's grave and as the general said, strew it with flowers and other things and celebrate his life. If you don't take the time to do that, at least I hope, John, folks will pause for a few minutes and reflect on the sacrifice that the people paid so that you and I can have these kinds of days.
Right. Well, very well said. It is the ultimate sacrifice, isn't it?
Yeah. And you know, John, we talk about the great generation, and I believe that they were. I believe that my father and your father and others of that generation, I truly believe it's not hyperbole to say that they did save the world. But you know what? I know some of the new generation of our patriots, and I know many of them. And I'll tell you what, we got another generation like them coming along right behind them. This country continues to create generations like that.
Well, we need them, don't we?
Well, we sure do.
We need them badly.
Whether you know what, John, whether they're fighting for a war or just serving this country in some way, you know, this country needs people like that, people who are selfless.
Well,
and we celebrate them today. John, I know you got other things on your mind as well today. What are you thinking about?
Well, I've been thinking a lot about the Social Security debate, and there are three topics. I don't know if we'll get to them, but I'd like to say something about the president's comments that Social Security is on a path to bankruptcy. I think that's not true. He says it in his speeches. He says a lot that it is true, but I want to address that. I want to talk a little bit about if he were successful in getting personal accounts as an aspect of Social Security, why I think that it would be the wrong option for lower-income workers. And lastly, I want to talk about something that nobody wants to talk about, and that is if we're going to really put Social Security in long-term financial balance, I think we need to rethink some of the spousal benefits, something that I think is little understood and the politicians don't want to talk about.
Are you including means testing in that?
Yeah, I really think for spousal benefits, if you want to begin there, because it happens to be the case that if you're married to somebody and you've never worked, and you're let's say your husband is a CEO,
mm-hmm.
and you both reach age 65 at the same time,
mm-hmm.
you're entitled to 50% of his benefits,
right?
Automatically,
and you never paid anything in.
You never paid anything in.
Yeah.
Whereas
John, hold on to that thought. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to plug right back in there, folks, where John left off. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Happy Memorial Day. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live on Memorial Day. Having a great visit with our good friend John Fox, the author of If Americans Really Understood the Income Tax, available wherever books are sold. And that's John, initial O, and the last name is Fox with one X. John, you got your own website too, don't you? JohnOFox.com?
That's correct.
Like as if he were an Irishman, folks, but he's not.
I know. When I played basketball in high school, the Catholic schools came up to me and asked me whether I'd be interested. I said, it isn't O-Fox.
Hey, John, let's get back to the discussion.
Yeah.
You were telling us about the spousal benefits, and that basically you believe that for a spouse who has paid nothing in, they shouldn't get anything out?
I think unless they need it. In other words, I'm all for keeping the spousal benefits for low, moderate-income people. But if we're going to do some belt-tightening, which I think we have to do around Social Security because we need to find additional resources to pay benefits, then one of the things that we should do is say that if the spouse doesn't need it, they shouldn't get it. Let me just give you an example, that if you're married just for 1 year to a spouse, let's say you're 64 mm-hmm. and your spouse is 64, you marry. In one year, that's that new brand new spouse, even if you've been divorced three times, a brand new spouse gets half of your benefit. She hasn't earned a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that kind of belt tightening. Whereas if you've been divorced,
that's an example of an opportunity to game the system. Exactly.
But if you've been married to somebody for 9 years and you get divorced, you don't get any benefits.
Right.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to be married 10 years in order to get the spousal benefits if you're divorced. And
Let's talk about your other point.
Now, let me just say on Social Security, the president says the system is broke in 2041 in speech after speech. It's not the system. And it's really important that Americans understand there's a trust fund, and the trust fund, based upon rather conservative economic estimates, will not have any surpluses left around 2041 to 2051. But the Social Security system goes on. The taxes are.
Where will the money come from, John?
From ongoing workers, and
but John, there'll only be two paying for every recipient.
But under the figures, the very figures that the president is using to make his estimates, the Social Security Administration says that about 75% of the benefits will still be paid because there are enough workers to pay about 75% of the benefits. That's not good enough. We have
John,
to fix the system.
When the system started out, there were 43 payers per recipient.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Or so. Now, and very soon there are going to be two per recipient. Aren't you sort of quibbling with the president when you make that argument?
No.
43 to 2, isn't that heading toward bankruptcy?
No, it's not. I mean, using, let's just say this. The president uses the figures of the Social Security actuaries to talk about bankruptcy. Then he ought to be, I believe he ought to be clear that what he's talking about is the Social Security Trust Fund, because those same Social Security actuaries say that given the 2-to-1 ratio, which you're absolutely right about, that still Social Security taxes will be sufficient to pay about 75%.
But what's going to happen when we have a generational war over it, though, John?
Well, I mean,
do you think your two children are going to want to pay your Social Security forever and ever?
Well, I think we can fix the system. In other words, I think it has to be fixed, and that's why
right.
I think we have to.
What do you think? What would you do, President Fox? What would you do about this?
Well, I do several things. I like Mr. Posen's proposal to have some benefit reductions for people at higher levels.
Means testing.
Doing a certain amount of means testing. I think he's a little mean in the means testing, but we can argue about that. I would raise the, you know, as you know, Social Security taxes do not apply to compensation this year over $90,000.
Right.
I would raise that threshold so you get some taxes. It doesn't have to be the full Social Security tax, but I would tax compensation above $90,000. And I think the combination of those taxes plus some benefit reductions for middle and higher income people can solve the problem.
But you don't like the idea of lower income people having the ability to have private accounts.
The reason for this is that the lower income people, and this is really crucial, Social Security benefits are highly progressive. So if you speak about average rates of return, they're very misleading. For lower-income people, they get a benefit that is, in fact, the kind of benefit the president is saying you could get if you went in the stock market.
Right.
If you go, in other words, they're the last people who should be risking their money to go in the stock market because they're going to get a benefit that is equal or better than the stock market benefit that he's projecting.
Mm-hmm.
It's high-income people who would say, sure, I'm gonna go into the private market because my Social Security benefits are
right.
much lower.
Yeah. John, let me ask you this question. We got a little less than a minute. Why don't we hear more about how much the government, the politicians have looted the Social Security Trust Fund to a tune of over $11 trillion? But here's my real question. Where would we be from a solvency standpoint if they had never touched any of the trust fund of Social Security?
Well, let me say that I'm strongly opposed to the government spending the Social Security Trust Fund on our other programs.
Right.
It just defies the notion of a trust fund. The Social Security Trust Fund, I think the IOUs, I think are good. I think the United States government is going to.
But somebody's got to pay for that. I mean,
exactly,
you and I've got to pay for that in the future.
Absolutely, and that's putting it on the backs of the younger generation. So it's totally wrong that we haven't paid the taxes. And I'm talking about income taxes,
right,
and other taxes to cover the cost of the government program.
Well, what upsets me is that we spent so much money. That's what happened. We shouldn't have spent so much money on pork barrel projects, John.
Well, we shouldn't have spent it, or we should have been honest and raised the taxes. You know, we should have done it one way or the other.
John, thank you for being here. Happy Memorial Day.
And same to you, John.
All the best to Gretchen and your family. Quick break. Right back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.